Nigeria's Boko Haram insurgents appear to be taking a leaf from the propaganda playbook of ISIS extremists. In the latest video from the group, militants display the bodies of two men accused of spying. They have been beheaded. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton explores whether these moves indicate a shift in allegiance by Boko Haram away from al-Qaeda.
For the past few years, Abubakar Shekau has been the face of Nigeria's Boko Haram insurgency, dominating the group's grainy videos. He's wearing military fatigues and clutching an AK-47 rifle. In this video, he taunts the government after Boko Haram abducted about 300 boarding school girls almost a year ago. Shekau told the world the girls had been converted to Islam and had been married off to his fighters, and he vowed to establish a caliphate in areas captured by Boko Haram. But he doesn't feature in the group's latest ISIS-style videos, says Nigeria-based political and risk analyst for TIA Capital, Kayode Akindele.
We have seen Boko Haram step up their PR campaign, especially in the last 2 to 3 recordings they've released, where the campaign's been more professionally done. There seems to be a change of strategy.
This is the opening music from the latest video, Harvest of Spies, which goes on to show the apparent beheading of two people accused by Boko Haram of spying. The images echo ISIS productions, even using the sound of a beating heart and deep breathing in the background. Beheadings are not new to Boko Haram, says Akindele, but showing video of the purported executions is. Yet, he doesn't believe this heralds the start of a deeper relationship between the Nigerian insurgents and ISIS.
One of the last videos by Shekau, he praised ISIS, but did not pledge allegiance in that sense. So I think Boko Haram is the focus is very Nigeria regional focus, African, West African regional focus. And I think they don't have any wider aspirations as ISIS does in terms of a worldwide global Ummah or caliphate.
A different perspective from Peter Pham of the US-based Atlantic Council. He also closely monitors Boko Haram.
We have seen over the course of the last year what I call a convergence, not necessarily evidence of command and control or direct coordination, but shout-outs to each other. For example, after Boko Haram kidnapped the schoolgirls, subsequently when the so-called Islamic State kidnapped the Yazidi women and girls, their magazine actually cited what the Nigerians had done as justification for what they did.
Pham says the U.S. should be concerned by Boko Haram's flirtation with ISIS.
With Boko Haram, the danger is to use the past to analyze the present, much less to predict the future. This is a group that has shown its ability to evolve in an almost dizzying pace, and its leadership has shown a great flexibility in ideology and message, depending on whom they choose to align with.
Nigeria has pledged to contain Boko Haram by elections rescheduled for March 28. But deadly suicide bombings continue as the insurgents battle the regional forces now ranged against them. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Lagos.